Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The lives and stories of Popes John Paul, Benedict, and Pius are fairly well known. But there is one papal legend we may not know about. Hofstra University professor of English, Craig Rustici, explains.
16th century visitors to the Cathedral of Siena could have seen something extraordinary. Among the roughly 170 terracotta busts depicting Roman pontiffs that adorned the cathedral's nave, they could have found one representing a woman, Pope Joan. As the story goes, Joan was a German woman who disguised herself as a man to travel with her lover to Athens. There she devoted herself to intellectual pursuits conventionally denied to women. After some time, she continued on to Rome, where in 855 her reputation for virtue and unsurpassed learning made her the unanimous choice to succeed Pope Leo IV. For more than 2 years, she governed the Roman Catholic Church as Pope John VIII, administering sacraments, ordaining priests, and consecrating churches. Her reign ended, and her true identity was revealed, when, during a solemn procession through the streets of Rome, she collapsed and gave birth. Is the story true? Probably not. A 400-year gap separates the time of Joan's alleged pontificate from the earliest written references to it, and those early reports often express uncertainty about their own factual foundation. Even so, as Joan's appearance among the papal busts in Siena suggests, for centuries the story was widely accepted as true. And what happened to the bust of Joan? In 1600, the governor of Siena ordered its removal from the cathedral. That order produced documentary evidence of the bust's existence and prompted some to suspect that many other traces of Joan's career had been erased. Then, as now, a cover-up could ultimately spotlight what it sought to conceal.
That was Hofstra University's Craig Rustici. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.